The unique marine life of the Galapagos Islands is at the heart of a deep conflict. Conservationists say that the Galapagos are threatened by overfishing. Fishermen say their livelihoods are at stake. Both sides agree that tourism may provide a way out of the deadlock. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has the third of four reports on the Galapagos Islands.
On their small wooden boat, three fishermen cut up their catch for the day. A sea lion and a ring of pelicans tries to snatch at any offcuts. Beyond them, on the dock, a group of poor residents waits to buy the fish heads, which are sold cheap. Among the fishermen is Jefferson Galarsan. He's a 25-year-old Galapagueño whose father is also a fisherman on these islands, a tradition that is passed on for many generations among some of them.
Salieron a las 4 de la mañana. Lo que ahorita es...
We've been out since 4 a.m. We caught snapper, wahoo, and a small cod. The fishing is pretty low for this time of year.
Around 1,000 Galapagos fishermen are allowed to work in the Galapagos Marine Reserve, one of the largest in the world. The reserve was created in 1998 to protect the thousands of marine plants and animals that live in the unique waters surrounding the islands, which is fed by a confluence of warm and cold currents. Charles Darwin remarked on the variety of life in the archipelago in his book, The Voyage of the Beagle. He wrote of the Galapagos that inspired his theory of evolution. It is most striking to be surrounded by new birds, new reptiles, new shells, new insects, new plants. But conservationists say that the resources of the reserve are being abused. The harvesting of sea cucumbers and lobsters has left those populations severely depleted, and as Galarza notes, regular fish staples are down too. There's also a lucrative illegal trade in shark fins for the Asian market. Galarsan and other fishermen, though, are unconvinced that there's a problem.
The conservationists always look out for their own interests. That's the way it's always been. They don't want us to keep in fishing. They want the fishing sector to disappear, but we will never disappear, never.
That mistrust has been backed by action in the past. When restrictions have been put in place, fishermen have repeatedly taken over the main conservation and research body on the islands, the Charles Darwin Research Station. In one case, they even kidnapped a group of endangered baby tortoises and held them for ransom. On the beaches surrounding the port in the island of San Cristobal, sea lions frolic in the afternoon sun. Standing nearby, the head of the fishing cooperative here, Francisco Juan Quispe, says that if conservationists want fishermen to stop fishing, they must provide alternatives.
No es una solución.
It is not a solution for them to say, let's take the people out of the fishing sector. If they want to help us to change activities, they have to give us technical assistance. They have to give us financing. And we're still waiting for that. If the conservationists worry about conservation here in the Galapagos, they should also worry about the human being.
It's a charge that's echoed by politicians here, who are beholden to the powerful fishing lobby. They point to conservation projects that cost millions of dollars and say conservationists exaggerate problems to get funding. The new head of the Charles Darwin Research Station is Graham Watkins. He admits that conservation has been the top priority in the past.
The station and the foundation in general has been very focused on developing systems for the conservation of Galapagos. It's been remarkably successful, but one has to realize what's going on outside. I mean, the change in population has been absolutely phenomenal. It's one of the highest growth rates in population in the world. The world outside of the station has changed, and now the station has to catch up.
The objective now is to move those in the fishing sector into tourism. But most of the 100,000 tourists who came to the islands last year stay on chartered yachts that are controlled by mainland providers. Very little money trickles down to the locals, some of whom would like to see large cruise ships and big resorts built. That, in turn, would mean more people coming to the islands, which would threaten the very ecosystem tourists come to see. The population in the Galapagos has already nearly doubled in the past 5 years to almost 30,000 people. Watkins says there is an alternative.
If we can change the model of tourism that we have here towards a model that is more supportive of local communities, but also is not a growth industry, you're talking about an industry that can diversify but needs to really slow down or stop its growth, then you could actually create a sustainable system here.
That hasn't happened yet. And back at the docks, fisherman Francisco Juan Quispe warns of more trouble to come.
We have reached the end of our rope. We are no longer going to accept that any international organization or conservation group interferes in what we have to do in our own house. We have exhausted dialogue. We have participated, but we have not gotten any alternatives.
At a recent meeting to discuss limits on sea cucumber harvesting, the fishermen threatened to shut down the airport, which is the only point of entry for tourists to the island. The crisis was averted because the fishermen's demands of no new limits were met. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.
Photos and maps of the Galapagos Islands are at npr.org.